You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is indeed a pleasure to welcome back two veterans now of Conducting Conversations. I think this is probably, maybe the fourth time, I think, that you might have been here. We are welcoming from the Jamestown Community Chorus, B.J. Whitehouse, the music director. Welcome, B.J.
Thanks, Mike. It's nice to be here.
Nice to have you back with us. And Dorothy Strang, the president. Welcome back, Dorothy.
Thanks, Mike. I'm pleased to be here, too.
Good, good, good to have you with us, and we are going to find out things that have been happening with the Jamestown Community Chorus, as well as their major event, which is coming up very soon. Exactly when is that event, Dorothy?
Our spring concert, titled Isn't It Romantic? Brahms to Broadway, will be Saturday evening, May the 5th at 7:30, and Sunday afternoon, May the 6th, at 3 p.m. at Central Baptist Church in Jamestown.
In Jamestown, Central Baptist Church. That's the place to be in May. We'll tell you more about that and refresh you on those dates later on in the program. But this is going to be a rather, I don't know if eclectic is the right word, but a conglomeration of music, BJ?
Eclectic is an excellent word. There is a play on the words, and isn't it romantic, in that we are featuring a great deal of choral music from the Romantic era, after 1820 or so, up into about 1900, plus some neoclassical music from the 20th and even 21st century. But then we kind of ended it with three or four popular songs from Rodgers and Hart. Even we're ending the concert with Fields of Gold by Sting. But the clever juxtaposition of romantic is what makes the whole concert fun.
Excellent. I always feel bad for people that were born before 1820. There was no romance at all then.
There weren't a lot of people either.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a lot of music to get in today, so I'm going to ask BJ to take us to this first one, and then we'll come back and talk to Dorothy about what's been happening with the chorus.
In the 19th century, Brahms was a master of the choral song, is what it's referred to as. And in this one, this is probably his most popular. Every high school chorus has sung it. Every college chorus has sung it. I mean, this is on everybody's conducting repertoire to get out of a graduate school, for example, In Stiller Nacht, In the Still of the Night. It comes from a greater work in which I think there's five pieces in it, but they're all secular songs.
Thank you.
beautiful music that we will have the pleasure of listening to much more of. But right now, Dorothy, what has happened with the chorus recently?
We are coming off a triumphant Messiah last December. Helped a lot by our exposure on WCRI, I may say.
Excellent.
It was a sold-out crowd. We had a chamber orchestra of 10 pieces and a wonderful experience, brought tears to the eyes of many in our audience who came across both bridges to Jamestown to be at that concert. And now we are keeping energy up with a chorus of something between 50 and 60 people with music that's a wonderful change and a wonderful challenge.
Excellent. BJ always keeps you on your toes, I'm sure.
He does, and he stretches us musically, and that's why we keep coming back.
And that's why BJ, that's why you get paid the big bucks.
Exactly. It's I'm about ready to retire, I'm sure.
Okay, let's go down our musical journey and tell us what you have next.
There's a work of seven pieces, Sieben Lieder, is opus 62. There are seven secular songs in it. It was written at a time when he was directing a women's chorus, about at around age 30 or so. And he wrote all of these. It's a very eclectic group of songs. There's nothing that really holds it together except it's written for soprano, alto, tenor, bass. This one is All Meine Herzgedanken, or All My Heart's Deep Yearning. One of the challenges in this program is that some of the music editions are not written, the text is not in German, it's been translated. So this particular group of songs at our concert will be sung in English, while some of the other songs, like Instelle Nacht im Herbst, will be sung in German. I'll make note of that simply because we couldn't find the editions in German to sing. And to the relief of many of my singers who don't like singing in that foreign language.
But not all.
Right.
And when we had the chance to sing in Stille Nacht, for example, in English, it just doesn't sound right. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think a lot is lost. The tonality is exactly the same. The keys mm-hmm. are all the same. But this particular piece is one that I've known my whole life. I think I sang it as a sophomore in high school way back. It's called All My Heart's Deep Yearning, or All Meine Herzgedanken.
Oh,
right, we're going to go quickly to another piece of music because BJ tells me this one has a little bit of an introduction to it. It's not your typical piece, right?
This is one of his duets that he wrote for baritone and mezzo. This is from his Opus 28, his Die Nonne und der Ritter, or The Nun and the Knight. It's based on a poem by a fellow named Ehrendorf, who I've been trying to find some research about, and I've sung this piece before. It's interesting in that there are two characters in the song. There is a nun, and then there is the knight. And the knight, I think, is going to probably be a figment of the nun's imagination, mm-hmm. in that she seems a little insane as she's singing the song. It's in German, but she appears to be having a vision of this knight who comes to her and says, "I'm off to fight for Christ. The battle is over there, and I'm going that way." And the song is very strange. I mean, it's a beautiful song, and if you didn't know what the translation was, you would say, "Oh, that was pretty. I wonder what that was about." Mm-hmm. But the poem itself was written by a Catholic mystic, Mr. Ehrendorf, and for some reason Brahms picked up on it, and it's really like no other song or duet that I've found by Brahms. I don't think he did any other poems by Ehrendorf. But this one takes a little getting used to in terms of the message, because you can hear a little desperation in the mezzo's voice toward the end of the song, because I think she's going a little insane.
We will take a listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of the Jamestown Community Chorus.
Thank you. weiter, über deine Blitz von weitem, wo um Christi Grab sie streiten, dort in will mein Schiff ich wenden, wo wir
back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a very pleasant evening listening to music provided to us by the Jamestown Community Chorus. B.J. Whitehouse is here and Dorothy Strang. Dorothy is the president. And Dorothy, as president, I'm sure B.J. handles all the music and you're a singer with the group, but as president, you must have other things in mind that you do.
The organization has a mission of promoting fine choral singing and choral music generally in a number of ways. And we have two significant outreach programs that we administer every year, and they're both coming up. One is a music award that we promote, make available to people who aspire to further their musical education one way or another. And we are soon to be receiving applications for that.
Residents of Jamestown or any, or how does
At
that work?
Present, it is people who are involved in the musical life of Jamestown.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be people of any age from 9 to 109.
Wow. They probably don't have a whole lot at 109, but you never know.
No, but we have had a number of adult applicants, and we'd love to see more.
Great.
Adults who aspire to do more with music, with their own music and music making. The other outreach program that we have done now for over a dozen years is to donate significant music to the Jamestown Philomenian Library. And the backbone of the CD collection of the Jamestown Philomenian Library is donations from the chorus over the years.
Great.
This year we will be making the donation, BJ will be making the donation of various CDs that are related directly and kind of tangentially to our Brahms to Broadway program for the spring concert. Mm-hmm. We're very pleased to be able to do this, and it's great fun to go to the Jamestown Philomenian Library and see the array of CDs with the sticker saying Gift of the Jamestown Community Chorus prominently displayed. There are also some scores and some DVDs of movies that have a significant musical component to them, too. We're very proud of these outreach things because the mission of promoting fine choral singing in communities goes beyond the several concerts a year to
Absolutely.
These other kinds of things.
Well, that's great work and always something to be proud of, and glad to have you in our community doing those kind of things. Someone has to do it. Thank you for that. And now back to BJ with our list of music. And we should clarify that they have not been listening to the Jamestown Community Chorus so far in the program, right?
No. We haven't recorded the program yet.
But right.
These are various choruses. Harry Christopher's, there's a Netherlands chorus. And some of these we heard, I believe, Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, my favorite baritone of all time and singer of Lieder, was The Night in the last piece that we listened to.
Okay, great. So. And so when this is recorded, we'll then be able to listen to it. But in the meantime, listen to this beautiful music and then make plans to be at the concert. What's next, BJ?
Well, there's another duet coming up, and this would be pretty familiar to people who enjoy Lieder or German song. It's a duet by Mendelssohn, who is one of my favorites as well. I liked Brahms and Mendelssohn in that they used classical forms, but they were very lyric in the music that they wrote. But the forms are very clean and precise for the most part. In this one, this is Abendlied, and it means evening song, and it is simply a duet extolling the virtues of the evening.
The opportunity for something just a little bit different. We're going to ask Dorothy, who, as I understand, you were a former English teacher, is that correct?
Amongst many other educational things, but yes, at heart, an English teacher.
At heart, an English teacher. Well, then we're going to turn this over to you and explain something about how music is actually put together. You gave me an interesting thing when we were first met today off air when you talked about what someone once told you about how a song or music is put together.
I have been told by a particular conductor I sang with a lot in Chicago that rhythm comes first, and we all know this about music. Words come next, and the notes take care of themselves.
Well,
and I'm not sure about that part. But one of the remarkable things about this concert, and one of the things that makes it so beautiful, is that virtually every piece started as a poem. The number of significant poets who are represented by the words in these songs is a long, long list. The Germans I don't know anything about, though BJ has talked about one already. But the people who've written the English word poets I do know a little about. And the song we're going to be hearing two versions of in a bit is by James Agee, a poem by James Agee, Sure on This Shining Night. James Agee is an eclectic American writer that most people know through either his work that he did in the Appalachian South with the photographer Walker Evans called Let Us Now Praise Famous Men, and other people know perhaps from their school days a beautiful novel he wrote based on his own family experience called A Death in the Family. He wrote one volume of poetry in 1934, called Permit Me Voyage, and this Sure on This Shining Night is from that book of poetry. Sure on this shining night of star-made shadows round, kindness must watch for me this side the ground. The late year lies down the north. All is healed, all is health. High summer holds the earth. Hearts all whole. Sure, on this shining night, I weep for wonder, wandering far alone, of shadows on the stars.
That was great. Thank you, Dorothy. And BJ, a little explanation about what we're going to hear now.
Well, we're going to hear two versions of that poem, set one by Morton Lawrence, and very recently, I believe 2007, and it has become an instant favorite among choruses, festival choruses, high school, college, everybody seems to love this piece of music a great deal. And it, I'm not sure that he wasn't kind of poking Samuel Barber in the eye a little bit with that, in that Samuel Barber wrote one in the 1950s, sure, same exact text, that is everybody's favorite as well. Mm-hmm. It's been sung for by all sorts of choruses throughout the years, and people will consider it up there with Randall Thompson's Alleluia as their favorite choral music for you know, amateur singers for the most part, but everybody loves it. We're going to hear the Lauritsen first, because that's how we're going to end our first half, and I thought it'd be interesting, because both of these are written in a neo-romantic style. Both employ piano, both employ four voices. The Lauritsen is probably a little more mellifluous and on the edge of a little bit more popularized, perhaps, without as much contrast, or not contrast, but with a conflict within the notes. Lauritsen is known very well as never writing anything that's too dissonant. Whereas Barber's, when we listen to this one, has a little bit more dissonance to it and has a great deal more dynamic level change from fortissimo to piano instantly. It's certain, well, high summer holds the earth, hearts all whole. It's much more dramatic in its own way. So I think it's interesting that the Lauritsen crowd could probably start a little fist fight with a Barber crowd, but we put an intermission in between.
Well, that's good. All right. Well, we will listen to those two pieces back to back, then take a short break and be back with more of the Jamestown Community Chorus.
Wash for me this sorrow I've undergone.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with B.J. Whitehouse and Dorothy Strang from the Jamestown Community Chorus, and we've been discussing their concert coming up, which we'll give you details about in just a few minutes. But right now, we want to get to more music and try to squeeze some more in before the end of the program. So take it away, B.J.
Well, you just heard Samuel Barber's Sure on the Shining Night, and I hope you were able to determine some of the lovely differences between that and the one that preceded that by Morton Lawrence. And this next piece is by Barber as well. It's from his Opus 16 Reincarnations called The Coolin. It's based on a poem by James Stevens, who is an Irish poet. It's a very strange lyric idyll from Come Sit With Me Under My Cloak and We Will Drink the Milk of the White Goat and so forth. But it, again, it's a beautiful song in a neo-romantic style by Samuel Barber.
Have the opportunity to go back to Dorothy with another poem.
One of the pieces we'll be doing in the second half of the concert is by Benjamin Britten called The Evening Primrose. He wrote it in 1950, setting a poem by an English poet named John Clare, who worked at the beginning of the 17th century. He was an interesting poet who spent a lot of time in an asylum watching nature very, very closely. Evening Primrose by John Clare. When once the sun sinks in the west, and dewdrops pearl the evening's breast, almost as pale as the moonbeams are, or its companionable star, the evening primrose opes anew its delicate blossoms to the dew, and shunning hermit-like the light, wastes its fair bloom upon the night, who, blindfold to its fond caresses, knows not the beauty it possesses. Thus it blooms on till night is by. When day looks out with open eye, bashed at the gaze it cannot shun, it faints and withers and is done.
Wonderful music we've had the opportunity to listen to, and great explanations. And thank you, Dorothy, for the poems. Welcome. That was a very nice treat. And Dorothy, one more time for everyone, where the concert is going to be and when.
The concert will be held on Saturday, May 5th and Sunday, May 6th at the Central Baptist Church in Jamestown. You can reserve tickets by calling 423-1574 or going to our website, jamestownri.com/chorus.
Okay, great. And we're going to go out with an unusual piece of music, considering what we've been listening to, BJ. Tell us what it is and why.
Well, I had mentioned at the outset of the program, Mike, that we were featuring music that from the Romantic era, but we're also featuring a few popular songs that we'd be considered romantic. So we're going to listen to a very young Frank Sinatra on our way out singing one of my favorite songs, All the Things You Are.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for being here. Thanks, BJ.
Thanks, Mike.
And thank you, Dorothy.
Thank you, Mike.
We'll see everyone next week on Conducting Conversations.
You promised kiss of springtime, that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things that I know are what you are. Someday
Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.